VA officials from Secretary Eric Shinseki on down have said they want to improve the service to the nation's veterans. Now VA is putting its money where its mouth is. The department recently awarded contracts worth nearly $500 million. The goal is to build a one-stop shopping portal known as the Veterans Relationship Management System, or VRM. Joining us to explain this project is Leo Phelan, VA's Director of Veterans Relationship Management. Mr. Phelan, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Okay, great to have you on. So tell us the big picture about VRM.
Well, the big picture about VRM is that it's about improving the veteran's experience when and how they choose to contact VA. And when we say veteran, we also mean their families and their beneficiaries. When Secretary Shinseki came into the VA, he had a stated vision of transforming the VA into a 21st century organization. And his key principles were forward-looking, people-centric, and results-driven. Now, improving the way that VA interacts with veterans and their families is an essential part of doing that. If you look at the world the way it is today, there's rising expectations in terms of customer service because of all the good quality customer service that people can get from private sector companies. And these young veterans coming out of Iraq and Afghanistan, they are very accustomed to dealing electronically, to being able to have a multi-channel access to their families and to their units overseas. We really need to make sure that VA is capable of delivering that level of quality service in an environment where technology is changing and the customer service expectations are changing.
Okay, so this is a broad multi-year initiative. When does it kick off and when will the veterans start to see differences?
Well, we intentionally designed it so that we would try to get some initial benefits right away and not wait for sort of big projects to develop slowly. Telephone service. In Veterans Benefits Administration alone, we get 26 million phone calls a year. And that's always a very complex and difficult line of business, answering people's calls. So one of the things that we did is we've created and we deployed in February of this year a national queue so that a veteran calls from anywhere in the country. For the first time now, we have agents in 7 locations across the nation, and the first available agent will take that call. It doesn't matter where that agent is. And this way, it makes for much better and easier access. Another thing that we deployed in March of this year was call recording. And that's a way of making sure that we have quality on the calls. And it also allows us to train new staff using actual calls that we've received so that people, when they come and join our call centers, we can bring them online quicker. We can train them so that they answer the questions better. And we can coach them as they're working on the telephone service. We have new projects underway right now, which include things like virtual hold and scheduled callback, and they're going to be delivered in October and November of this year. Virtual hold is when the wait time in queue starts getting up to 3 or 4 minutes, we can say, sir, you can hold your place in queue, and we'll call you back when your time comes up in queue. Schedule callback is you can schedule a call maybe the next day or a different hour during that day in order to make it easier and more convenient for the veteran.
Now, let me ask a quick question about this. Everything you're saying makes perfect sense. And then I got to say, why hasn't the VA been doing this already? Where's the disconnect between what had been being done and what you're trying to initiate now?
It's not so much of a discount. What it is the emphasis. VA has been faced with a very large influx of claims coming in, and VA has been very focused on addressing that backlog of claims, making sure that we're processing the claims very quickly. And it's a very complex process to try to allocate the resources so that we can do both good customer service and get the claims processed very quickly. And to help do that, one of the things that we're doing in the Veterans Relationship Management Initiative is promoting the MyeBenefits self-service portal. We're trying to develop a portal so that when a service member joins the military, they will get a MyeBenefits identity and logon. And all through their service life, and when they become a veteran, all through the rest of their life, they'll have access to this web portal so that they'll have be able to do a lot of self-service capabilities, check the status of their claims, submit new claims, and just manage their own relationship. So our idea is to empower veterans with a lot of safe self-service capabilities as well as good service on the telephones.
We're speaking with Leo Phelan, the Director of Veterans Relationship Management at Veterans Affairs. Now, there was just, I think it was $480 million potentially worth of new contracts awarded. So what will those be buying for you over the next couple of years?
That is an IDIQ contract, an indefinite quantity contract. It is a multi-year contracting vehicle. It is up to a $480 million amount, but that doesn't mean we're going to be spending that. The amount that we will be spending every year will depend on the appropriations and what is allocated to this initiative. So that $480 million is a maximum possible over a number of years. So in 2012, we've got roughly $100 million that we have requested for the Veterans Relationship Management Initiative, and you know, we will see how that is allocated to us.
But what are the next steps that you want to build when you start awarding task orders?
Okay, we're going to be doing we're going to be continuing to improve service on the telephone, but really expanding the self-service capabilities on the e-benefits portal. So one of the key things is going to be the application process, putting that online so that veterans can apply for their benefits online, and we get it as data. This will feed into the back-end systems of VA so that it will enable us to process our claims quicker and more efficiently.
Actually, that almost answers my next question, which is about those who may not be comfortable using the online version of this simply because they're from a different generation. I mean, not all the veterans are going to be from the Iraq and Afghanistan wars, but you're accommodating them too.
Yes. The VRM initiative is multi-channel, and that is exactly why we've, you know, made it that way, because VA has a wide range between the family members, veterans of many different ages and capabilities. We want to be able to provide good service no matter how they want to come in. And the quality service, being able to judge it from their point of view, is it a success from their point of view? This is what's very important to us.
Leo Phelan is Director of Veterans Relationship Management at the VA. Thanks so much for joining us this morning and bringing us up to speed. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And you can hear this interview again. Find links to the information you need on federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.